every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, a little bit after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. College football, they're set to go in the third quarter, the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York. Northwestern leading Pittsburgh 14-10. Justin Jackson, 20 carries, 155 yards in the first half, and a couple of touchdowns from 8 and 16 yards out. Meanwhile, in pro football, McPhee, Floyd, Young, Porter, and Bush all held out of practice for the Bears today as they prep for the last game of the season. That's Sunday up in Minnesota. Here's John Fox.
We're evaluating, and I think our guys understand. I think at this stage, there's a lot of people that have nothing left to play for. So, it's about pride and respect, and it's a division opponent at their place. They have struggled late. I think they've won 2 out of their last 10. So we'll just, it's going to be who executes, and it's a game in the NFL.
Other NFL news, wide receiver Steve Smith Jr. says he's relatively sure that Sunday's game will be the last of a distinguished 16-year career. Meanwhile, veteran tight end Antonio Gates says he likely will play on. Not playing on in tennis is former number one ladies player Anna Ivanovic. I can't say this name. Anna Ivanovic. She won the French Open back in 2008. And in college basketball, we'll have the DePaul game at number one Villanova. That's coming up right after today's show at 5:30. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event going on now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien. Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, Dan Bernstein, Chris Ranji with you. Time to talk some football now. Big Cat Williams, the former Bears Pro Bowl tackle, joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. You can also follow him on Twitter at JBigCatWilliams. What's up, Cat?
What's going on, guys?
This Bears season just won't die, and it keeps.
Hey, man, it's almost over.
I know.
There is an end coming.
It keeps shambling along like some sort of rough beast. Its hour come round at last. And we had talked before about a couple things I want to get your opinion on, because right now there's a lot of uncertainty at Halas Hall. And you talk to people, I talk to people, and I'm not getting a whole lot of answers. And I'm just told that there are a lot of possibilities, a lot of things on the table for what changes could be made. Were you ever, and I know you were, but were you ever conscious of conflict between, say, a positional coach and a head coach, or a coordinator and a head coach, and you get to this time of year and it's always awkward and losing makes things difficult? But did you ever think, well, this guy's not going to be around next year?
Yeah. You those things go on. I mean, you have everybody in there, you like to look at everybody as grown men. So conversations go on, things happen, and you realize that, people aren't happy. Now, what you have to figure out is whether that's because of the way the season has gone, or whether it's because two people just don't get along, whether it be player coach, whether it be coach. These are the things you have to figure out, because when you're in a season like this where, your record is 3-12 right now, everybody's a little short-tempered. Everybody's booty hole is just a little bit tighter because they feel as though, you know, everybody knows their job is on the line. Whether you're a first-round pick, whether you're a free agent that has been brought in, whether you're the new head coach, whether you're the GM, you know, the trainer, everybody around there is just a little bit tighter, a little bit more tense. And, you know, there's nothing really that you can do about it. You just kind of, everyone walks around on, you know, a little bit of eggshells trying to figure out, you know, what does this last game hold for us and what happens to us in the future? How does the offseason go? You know, what's going to happen come OTAs? And, I mean, people are starting to think this far ahead right now.
In any of those times where you got the sense that there was going to be some change or somebody wasn't there very much longer, did you ever have an assistant coach? And I would think that it would work this way, more so than the other way, in that an assistant coach say something that kind of undermines the head coach. I would think it would be unlikely that a head coach would ever do that to his assistants, to players. But did you ever have that happen to you?
Yeah, you have coaches that what you have to realize is if a coach realizes he's moving on, he has to, you know, like in anything else, he wants to have his side of the story told. You know, he wants people to know what's going on from his point of view and how he feels about it, because you as a coach realize once you leave that facility, once you leave that locker room, you know, your contact with any of these players is basically null and void, unless you were close enough that, you know, you talk to them during the off season on the cell phone or something like that. But, you know, this is your last, this will be this week, these next 10 to 15 days will be your last communication with these guys. So, you know, if you have something that you want to get off your chest, this is about the time that it gets done. Unfortunately, you know, it just happens like that.
What about what's happening in Minnesota with Mike Zimmer and Xavier Rhodes saying that the DBs just didn't listen to the game plan? Have you ever seen anything like that happen?
No, I've never. Yeah, I've never heard or seen anything like that happen. You know, I can't see where an entire room, you know, a group of DBs or, you know, cornerbacks and safeties get together and say, okay, they've put together a crappy game plan. It's not going to work. We're going to go out here and do our own thing.
That's a mutiny. I mean, they're describing a full-on mutiny.
Right. And what do you do about it if you're the coach in the middle of the game? How do you – and you can tell what they're doing. I mean, he clearly could tell, right?
So, yeah, I mean, that would screw everybody up, because your secondary calls coincide with, you know, what the linebackers are doing or what the defensive line is doing. So if the defensive line and linebackers are being told to do one thing as far as maybe run a blitz or, you know, some type of stunt, and then the cornerbacks and safeties are doing something totally different, you know, it's going to show, and it's going to be a crap fest out there because nobody's on the same page. I mean, in order to do something like that, you've got to change the entire play. You've got to change the upfront call. You've got to change the linebacker call so that everything coordinates with, you know, what the cornerbacks are trying to do. And, you know, whether or not they're able to pull something like that off, I just don't know.
We were also talking before about communication and coaches and what coaches believe they can say and want to say about certain players. And my experience around NFL players, you being among them, that they always have a thicker skin for the most part than coaches think they might. And there are some who just walk on eggshells feeling that they can't criticize anybody publicly. And I always thought that if you're going to say it in the film room, if somebody asks you what happened on that play, I wish it was just more accepted for a coach to say, yeah, you know, he slipped, or he had the wrong leverage, or we had a miscommunication back there. He thought we were in man. You know, you saw what happened, and that this is what happened. And we talked about it, and he knows about it, and it's not going to happen again. That there's so the coaches seem so afraid to step out and say, is it a reasonable fear? Or as a player, you say, look, it's okay. It's on tape. I did it. I'm not hiding.
Yeah, I don't think there's a reason for coaches to have to walk on eggshells. I think the best coaches are are the ones that can read players, read individuals. Okay, I can yell at this guy, I can scream at this guy, and he won't go into the tank. It'll improve his game. But if I go over to player B and I do the same thing, he might go in the tank and I'll lose him for the entire season. I think that, as a coach, is something that you have to know. You have to know how far you can take it with each individual player. You know, when I first got here, having Ditka here, that was one of the things that I really appreciated and got to understand about coaches, because there were some players where, you know, he'd come out and it MFers and, you know, this and that, and, you know, then you see the guy next week and this player has taken a step forward. But then you go and you approach another guy, you know, he'd go to player C or, you know, whoever else it might be, and he would have a, you know, mellow conversation with this player, realizing that, you know, if I get into this player's head too far, I will lose him for, you know, for the rest of his career. It could totally destroy him. And I think that's what separates a lot of good coaches from bad coaches. Now, as far as bringing it out, you know, into the public, there are certain things that, you know, a coach can bring out into the public and say in public and, you know, expect the player to understand, expect the player to learn from and move forward from. But there are some things that you just keep in-house. And, you know, depending on the way you go about saying it has a lot to do with it, I think.
Yeah, but it would never be a situation where, like, okay, you as a team look at the film later and you have your coordinator explain to you, all right, you were out of position here, this is where you should have been, this is what you should have done. And then you also have that same question asked of the coordinator or the coach by the press. Is there something wrong with him answering that honestly and saying, no, Big Cat should have been doing this instead, but he didn't, but we talked about this, now he knows, and it shouldn't happen again. Can you imagine any player ever taking that the wrong way and being insulted?
To understand coaches and players, you know, it's an NFL locker room. When you include coaches, it's an us against the world mentality, you know, and it's sometimes carried too far, that mentality, but that's the mentality in a locker room. You know, you can come in and we've had games where, like when we were playing for Wani, where the entire team watched the film, you know, not just breaking it down offensively or not just breaking it down defensively, but we did so bad as a overall group that, you know, coaches felt as though, okay, as a team, we're going to sit here, we're going to watch these plays as a group, and we are, and each coach will just, you know, look, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, you know, position by position all the way through a game film. But then it's never heard of again, you know. And you hear them come out in the media and they're like, well, yes, you know, we went over everything. We went over all the mistakes. But they won't give you the specific mistakes that were gone over. But everybody in that room knew who did what they were supposed to do, what they didn't get done, and what they should have gotten done.
There's also the times, and I've probably too many games to count where this probably could have happened from some of the Bears teams I cover, but what Brian Billick always refers to as a burn the tape game, when there's just nothing to be gained from it. That a coach could grandstand and a coach could say, look, we're all going to sit in here and we're all going to look at this, where there's somewhere you, the moment you get on the plane, you're just like, I'm not even going to bother. I don't want to burn my eyes with that again. There was nothing to be learned from it. Let's just forget it ever happened.
I've heard coaches talk about that. Now I've heard coaches say it, and they won't show us as players. But when you get on that plane, I guarantee you, every coach is sitting there watching that film, figuring out what went wrong here, what went wrong there, and then the determination is made that, look, we are not going to get anything out of this. It was just, you know, crappy all the way around. Let's just move on to next week and trying to get into some. to some positive things. You know, nothing positive is going to come out of, you know, what just happened to us on the field a couple hours ago.
James Big Cat Williams can be heard one more time on the Bears postgame show after the game against the Minnesota Vikings. You'll hear him with Olin Krutz and Hub Arkish. They will be originating from the studio, so no more sitting out in the cold, at least. And I want to know from you that when I watched, and I had listened to the third and fourth quarters in the car and went back and watched, and there were some troubling signs from the end of that Bears game. There were opportunities when you say, hey, you know, finish off a play, play as hard as you can to the whistle. I understand it's human nature, but then you heard John Fox after, oh, they're playing hard. You had a couple of those telltale moments when it looked like you might have had some guys not finishing the way you'd expect them to. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Unfortunately, everyone on your roster is not going to be as mentally strong as you would like them to be. You're going to get some situations where players come out, and you know it might only be one or two players. There might only be one or two instances out there, but they are out there where you know a player is like, okay, I'm not going to hustle for this, or I'm not going to make that play. So I'm not going to be there for the cutback. You know, it's more disconcerting to the other players on the field that are giving 100% to see a player do that. And this is what we always talk about as, you know, towards the end of the season, you really learn a lot about players. Because when you have nothing to play for and you're still going out there and putting it on the line for the people beside you, for the people in that locker room, your teammates know that. And your teammates also know when you've gone out there and you've kind of packed it up. You know, you've packed your bags, you're ready for the off season to begin, and you're looking forward to the next season. I personally, when I was in the locker room, didn't want to play with a guy like that. You know, I realized that this is a three, you know, we're 3-12 right now. We could possibly be 3-13 by the time it's all, you know, said and done. But I need to know that the guy next to me on either side is going to give me all he's got, you know, until this entire thing's over, because I'm going to give you all that I've got.
Other than assessing effort for a 3-12 team in their final game of the season, is there anything else to look for?
No, I think the biggest, I mean, that is when you're 3-12, I mean, there aren't too many things that have gone right for you during the season. So, you know, the little things that you can take out of a final game, you know, effort, knowledge, just the sheer want to. I mean, you're going to have young guys out there that are busting their humps, you know, not knowing whether they are on the bubble or not for next year. You're going to have some older guys not knowing whether or not they're on the bubble for next year. You know, you might have two or three guys on this roster that this is their last opportunity. If they don't come out and they don't show something impressive in this last game, this might be their last NFL game. You know, so, I mean, there are plenty of reasons to play for. There are plenty of things to look at. But, you know, the way everyone mentally goes into this game is going to be the thing that I'm focused on and the thing that I think a lot of the coaches are going to be focused on. You're not going to get anything new. You're not going to see any new plays ran that they didn't run earlier in the season or, you know, sometime during the season. You know, it's all going to be repetitive stuff, but it's all about how you go about it right now.
What runs through a player's mind when he sees the stands that empty?
I can't say that when I played, I ever really noticed.
Okay. That's fair.
You kind of get into your – because, you know, when you come out for pregame warm-up, you look around the stands, and, you know, there might tend to not be that many people there. But once the game gets started, once you get into the flow of the game, and especially being at home, you know, unless you're looking up into the stands for family or something like that, I can't tell – can't say that I ever really noticed how many people were actually in the stands. But being someone outside of it now, I look at it and I'm like, damn, that's a lot of people missing.
When is the last time it's been that way? I don't remember.
Oh, it was, I know the end of the Wanstead era, you had, you know, 25,000. Yes. No, I don't think I'd ever seen it as bad as it was Saturday.
No. Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever seen it that bad either.
All right, one more time for the Bears post-game show. Big Cat Williams, a part of it this weekend on these very airwaves. Cat, thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir.
James Big Cat Williams. We'll talk some college football with Pete Futak coming up at 4 o'clock. Got some college football going on right now. This is...
Cats.
Yeah.
Cats are storming.
Go Justin Jackson. Have a day with 3 touchdowns, 212 yards, I want to say. So,
how's my guy Clay doing?
Just kind of watching out of a corner of my eye here, Chris Ronji.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've had a couple of fourth down conversions today, and why the hell not? It's a bowl game nobody cares about.
I don't think we've taken a phone call, have we?
No, because you don't care about people.
That's not true.
We have talked about this. You do not care about other people.
312-644.
People not named Bernstein.
And even sometimes some of them, right. 312-644-6767. We'll grab some phone calls, if you like, on The Score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want, Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. In the most 2016 way possible, Phil Jackson and Jeannie Buss have called it quits. No, they didn't change their relationship status on Facebook. Worse yet, they announced it on Twitter. Both, of course, have said it's amicable. So 17 years running, Phil and Jeannie are no more, no longer engaged, and no longer assumed to ultimately run the Lakers. Therein lies the story. Whether or not you think Phil is fully committed to running the Knicks or not, and whether or not you think that Jeannie could somehow run the Lakers better than her brother, the fact is that with Phil and Jeannie no longer an item, Phil will never be on the sidelines of the Lakers ever again. While that was never going to happen to begin with, and the last time it was a possibility, Phil picked up the phone like Lou Brown in Major League. I don't know, Charlie, I got a guy in the other line about some white walls. The fact remains, Phil Jackson will never coach the Lakers again. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii Five-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a whole thing.
Number 2.
Heidi Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the leader.
And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
5 funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio believes he'll be back next year despite a report saying he could be leaving the Bears at the end of the season, a season in which the Bears defense is ranked 13th defensively.
The only thing I will say is I think it's improved, so I don't know what grade you want to put on that, but when you've won as few games as we've won, you know, our fingerprints are on that too.
Here's Fangio's overall assessment.
A lot of guys have gotten a lot of playing time, you know, which is good and bad because some of them were forced to get the playing time. But, you know, there's guys there that have made improvement and I think can be good players for us moving forward that weren't here last year. You know, Hicks and Kwiatkowski, and, you know, hopefully we get Trevathan back healthy and you know, and there's other guys that you guys know all the names. So hopefully we're not looking to overhaul everything.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Northwestern in college football leading Pittsburgh 21-17. That game in the third quarter in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York. And Justin Jackson has been fantastic today. 23 carries, 210 yards, 3 touchdowns from 8, 16, and 40 yards out. Meanwhile, the Bulls host the Brooklyn Nets tonight. The Bulls just one game under 500. But Dwayne Wade is not even concentrating on the team's record.
I don't care who we playing, where we playing at. None of that matters, you know, to me or to us. It's just about, you know, getting better from one game to the next. Figuring out we've gotten better in stretches in this losing streak. You know, it's, you know, sometimes when you win, you know, the way you play get covered up. Sometimes when you lose, when you play well, it gets covered up as well. No one talks about it. So we've had played well. We just haven't played well long enough. And as long as we continue to understand that, we'll be all right.
In pro football, the word is that Tom Coughlin interviewed for the Jacksonville opening today. He might also do the same in Buffalo. And in college basketball, we'll have the DePaul game against number one Villanova right after this show at 5:30 this afternoon. Ring in 2017 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy a premium bar package, free party favors, free buffet, a champagne toast at midnight, DJ music all night long, and no cover. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books. Big sale at Half Price Books.
The Half Price Books 20% off sale is going on now. Books, music, movies, it's the biggest sale of the season. It's going on now at Half Price Books and halfpricebooks.com.
Dan Bernstein and Chris Ranji with you until 5:30 today. I'm going to be with you by myself on Thursday and Friday, and we'll have a panoply of guests.
Not with me by yourself,
thankfully. No. I'm saying that would be horrific. You, the score listener. And I wanted to bring this to you because this is some data that puts to bed or begins to put to bed something that has been discussed in this space for a long time. And now that much of the hockey season has gone by, this is Vice Sports under the headline, Hockey Fighting Continues to Decline and Good Riddance. Says that hockey fighting is down. It might be on pace for 3, 4, 5, 6 more fights than last year, but it's still there's a site called hockeyfights.com. In 2013-2014, there were 469 fights. The next year, 391. Last year, 344. And then they're on pace this year for about 360, which is a slight rise, but still the second fewest total since the NHL became a 30-team league in 2000. This is good in every way. This is heavily trampled ground. There's no reason to lay out all the negative aspects of two men stopping a game to punch each other in the face, helmet, and sometimes visor. The only honest fan argument for fighting to remain is because the caveman portion of your brain loves to see two strangers throw bare knuckles into each other's heads. So the only honest player argument is that fighting keeps fighters employed in a highly paid job, and friends of fighters don't want to see their buddies unemployed. We always heard from hockey folks that, well, you got to have fighting because it keeps the illegal hits from happening. It's the whole self-policing argument. Here's the problem. Fighting has fallen to all-time lows since 2013-2014, and so have suspensions for illegal hits. 8 players have been suspended, a total of 24 games for illegal hits during the regular season. Through the same time period last year, 9 players were suspended 20 games. 2014-2015, 14 players for 38 games. The year before, 22 players for 90 games. We could argue all day about where the line should be when it comes to the Department of Player Safety's willingness to suspend players. But there is a clear decline in suspension-worthy actions alongside the decline in fighting. So the opposite of what you have to have fighting to keep sticks down so they can police themselves. It's just not true.
Well, you'd think there's not much. Really, think about playing anything. Think about being in the middle of action at that moment. Are you really thinking about...
Of course not.
You're not thinking about, oh, if I do this,
there's going to be a fight.
Yes, some guy's going to come out and punch me or one of my other teammates, and I don't want that to happen, which it's the same argument of
brushback pitches.
Exactly. And it is exactly
beanball,
the same.
I should say beanball wars, not brushback pitches.
But you know what's really weird?
You don't think about it.
But. What is strange is that when I grew up watching hockey, I didn't think about it. You know, I never really...
I did. I didn't really think about it. And then, what are you doing?
Well, not when I was younger, like when I was a kid. And then the older I got, I thought, why? It's just such a weird thing. I mean, fine, you know, there are fights in hockey, whatever. I don't mind. But it's just, it's odd that we stop the game. It's the only sport where you stop the game so two guys can punch each other. And then you get back to fighting or get back to playing. It's really, really weird.
He said some of the biggest offenders when it comes to hits deemed over the line. He's got the list here. Rafi Torres, John Scott, Patrick Coletta, Maxime Lapierre, and Zach Rinaldo are no longer in the league. Sean Thornton is another repeat offender. While he's still in the league, he's only played 12 games this season. He said, how can fighting, which is alleged to minimize dirty hits beyond the decline alongside those same dirty hits, it's possible that by getting rid of dirty players, who are almost always fighters, and therefore fear no repercussions from dirty hits because they are, in fact, fighters, that the league also has reduced dirty hits. Or is that a coincidence? And parenthetically, he answers a question.
No.
It's not.
It is not a coincidence.
It's also not a coincidence that the NHL's best and most fun teams are almost entirely goon-free. The Blackhawks didn't punch their way to three Stanley Cups.
No, they were fast.
The Kings won two Cups.
You could be physical.
The Pittsburgh Penguins skated teams to death to win last year. And if anyone can make a case that fighting has no place in hockey, be a member of that organization. So Penguins GM Jim Rutherford said, when you look at the best events in hockey, the Olympics and the World Cup, you don't have any fighting. When you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, you don't have any fights. I don't think we need it. It'll eventually go away once everybody gets a full face mask. It's pretty much to the point now where the fourth lines on most teams are lines that are penalty killers or skilled players. So the natural response to this for a man in his early 50s at a tailgate who knows you work in hockey, wants to talk to you about fighting in hockey when all you want to do is drink beer and eat wings is like, the playoffs are a different animal. You need fighting in the regular season sometimes to keep the other team honest. Okay, sure, that's one way to look at it. He says, it's like an arms race. If nobody has fighters, you don't need to fight. And he said, the one thing everyone who loves hockey can agree on is that the Stanley Cup hockey, playoff hockey, is the best.
And there are no fights. Right,
and there's no fighting.
Look at it this way. When you were in high school fights would happen.
Now they happen at malls all the time.
Yeah, well, they shut down malls and people are getting arrested.
I go to the mall and fight? That's my Sbarro. That's my Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Hey, I'll meet you outside Things Remembered. 4 o'clock.
I always hated the name Things Remembered.
I don't know what it is.
Like, were there awful things that are remembered?
Yeah, you would get things engraved there.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
all it was. It was just a big...
Some things you don't want to remember.
You got a clock engraved.
Like, Things Remembered. Here are some war atrocities.
No, not like that.
Here's Abu Ghraib, right? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Here's the famous Life magazine photo of a Spanish soldier being shot.
Oh,
all right. I'll have that engraved. Thank you so much.
No, it's not like that, Dan. It's like, thank you, Dad.
Oh, right.
Here's this valet for your desk.
Way to go,
thank
Paul.
You. Way to go, Paul. It's amazing.
Yeah,
but think about when you were in high school and a fight would happen. I think it's the exact same thing as going to a hockey game. If a fight happens, you'll be like, oh, okay, here's a fight. Now I'm watching it. But it's not like you went to school to watch fights.
Yeah, I guess I don't even think I ever saw a fight in high school.
No, that's
maybe
probably
a couple guys, you know, shove each other.
It's because you're not from the streets, Dan.
Right. I certainly was never in one. So I never, you know, there's never really.
But there are a lot of people that wanted you on the other end of one.
I'm right there.
Hit me.
Somebody could have if they wanted to. It's not like I'm invisible.
Today's
Box,
the day.
You ever get into a fight in school?
No. People like me too much. And that's the thing is that people don't like Dan. So you know for a fact that there were a lot of people wanted to hit him. So I don't understand.
I was in a lot of fights in school.
Well, that's because you're a jerk.
Why were you?
Total number was 83.
What were you fighting over?
Wait a minute. Retired. R.I.P.
I can still say
that's up to Matt. He's the gatekeeper.
I thought Chris retired it.
That's fine, but it's evolving now
into
okay.
something special.
Can't tell you now. It'll ruin the surprise.
He's Chris Roungy. I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Pete Futek. And then Hub is going to grab calls on the Bears in the NFL at 5 on the Score.
Dan Bernstein here. Afternoons 1 to 6. The Bears are 3-12 and get ready to take on the Vikings in the final game of the season. Thankfully, at this point, a win feels a little empty, but a loss solidifies a high first-round pick. It's something, I guess. Keep it here. Get ready for the game with us.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans. The hit book, What It Takes, is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but I won't
leave. Number 2.
Tiny Camo's, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the Hot Stepper. I'm the
And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead.
Tonight!
And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This week's most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but only.
Number 2.
Heidi Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the leader.
And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. The Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered.
This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but I won't
wait. Number 2.
Heinie Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky 3 and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet.
fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-8.